This manner of denying, it's more than a theory. It has to be. It's more than just something that we say. It actually, the word denying actually means a conscious and purposeful act of the will. And so my will has to be surrendered and broken to His will in my life. And so this is where it begins. And so these first three things that we have, there's six of them here, and these first three are negative, and the second three are positive. And as we look at them then, he says, denying ungodliness, I think it's already been said, it's no intention for God. It's putting God out. It's not concerned about God's things. And then, and worldly lust. Now, as we look at this word, how many of us would admit, don't raise your hand, how many of us would admit that we have worldly lust? We would say, well, no, you know, I don't commit this and I don't commit that. But this actually could be things that we think, things that are in the depths of our heart that we don't commit, but we do. We think of them, but we may not commit them. And so this really comes to what's in our heart. This really challenges us. This really brings before us, I think of, 1 John, and when, you know, the aged apostle John is very black and white, isn't he? When he writes, he's absolute in his writing. It's, you're either in or out. You're either yes or no. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area with John. But he writes this, and he says very strongly, do not love the world or the things that are in the world. Well, we stopped there and we would all admit that we love the Lord. But is there a crevice in our heart? Is there a piece of us that might envy the world? James put it this way, enmity with the, friendship with the world. Thank you. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's strong language. It needs to be strong because it needs to hit home. It needs to hit home to my heart. It needs to hit home to each of our hearts. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And so the aged apostle, he's writing, says, do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And we can each apply this verse to our own hearts. Why is it that Christianity is in such a weakened condition in so many parts of the world? Why is it that we struggle in so many things? I think the world has crept in. We need to really examine ourselves with these verses before us. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. And here's the challenge. Again, I say it's to deny is a conscious and purposeful act of the will. Surrendering my will and allowing the Spirit of God through the Word of God, because of the grace of God, to break my will and to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I want your will, and I'm willing to obey what the Word of God says. I'm willing to submit myself to the Word of God and follow it. This is where it becomes much more than just theory. This is the reality of where we're at. The question often that we have to ask ourselves is, where is our heart? This is a heart issue. Where is our heart? The reason Christianity is so weak today is because our hearts have been hijacked by the world we live in. So this challenges me. I stand before you as a challenged man on these issues. You remember the church at Ephesus left their first love. They didn't lose it. They left it. And everything else that follows in those seven churches because their heart wasn't right. They left their first love. This is so challenging, beloved. And the Spirit of God is speaking to us today. We can ask ourselves, where is our hearts?